would like to gather around Becky to pray for her. Do you want to talk a little bit about this?
But I'm going to be going to Tunisia on the 28th of January, and I'll be working with that family. And I'm really praying that God will be able to touch the hearts of the women and the men that are over there that don't quite know him yet. They're already seeing a lot of people coming to God, but they have a hunger to know more about God's character. So just for wisdom for that. And also, I am taking 2 flights to get there. I fly to Germany, and then I fly from Germany to Tunisia. And I have 30 minutes to get on the next plane and for my luggage to be transferred once the first flight gets in. So I'm really praying that it will be the flight that's next door to me and not the one that's the other side of the airport. Otherwise, I have to run, and I don't run well, so we'll see how that goes. And then long term, I am, obviously what I do is financially given and provided and supported by others. So just for continual financial provision and for wisdom when I'm training and discipling those people that come to our programs and actually helping them to be able to go out and make the difference they need to make. So those are my prayer points.
Individuals to put before God is just kind of whether God might be calling us to be one of those financial supporters in for Becky. So I leave that with you too.
I say as a father, thank you for your goodness to Becky, for the way that you have sustained her for 12 years so far in this heart service for you. Lord, we thank you that even though we heard in that video earlier on about going, Lord, we ourselves might not be able to go, but we acknowledge and we recognize that we can facilitate others to go. So, Lord, we can do something about these people groups. So help us, Lord, in our prayers that we might be intentional and that we might be consistent. And as Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing, that we might remember Rebecca and the YWAM teams as they go. Lord, some of them have gone into areas where they can be life-threatening, but you have called them to love others, and their heart, their passion is to go without restraint. So, Lord, will you bless the work that Becky does? Will you encourage her with the support and resources that she needs? And, Lord, I pray for this trip to Tunisia, she gets to Germany. Lord, we pray again that this flight might truly be the one next door and might be possible for everything to fall into place. Lord, we commit this to you because you call us to commit our way to you and you will direct our path. So bless her, Lord, I pray, and all the teams in what they do to make a difference in this world that the enemy, the defeated enemy, is still trying to grasp hold of. Lord, may those teams see strongholds broken down, see the kingdom of darkness shattered. In Jesus' name, yes. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. The picture I have is as you go to traveling, that God is putting angels ahead of you. And every single step, wherever you go, he just has put all the angels just to be prepared. And I just pray for the family, God, in Tunisia, and I just pray for everything that she's doing, God. I pray for your angels just to be preparing more and more, God. And I just see a wave kind of thing. I know with Lauren and with YWAM is everything about waves. But I just see this big wave that is just kind of letting you surf and kind of just bringing you to the right steps and to the right places. So God, I pray for protection, and yeah, I pray for wisdom as well as she is with the training, discipleship and all of that. God, I just pray for completely wisdom, God, upon her. And I pray you have the blood of Jesus upon her, God. And I thank you for everything that she does. And I thank you because you have called her there, God. And I thank you, God, that you have her. You're holding her, God. And thank you for that wave that she can serve and she can just spend time with you, God. And you are the one that is doing everything. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. Well, Father, we just thank you that that we can celebrate you. Love came down when you came to earth. It hasn't diminished. It's got stronger through the decades, through the millennia. Your love is still here. Father, we thank you for the demonstration of that love through YWAM and through Becky, what she's involved with and her passion for you to serve. I just ask, Lord, that you would be everything to her and all that she's in need of, you would supply. We've seen that for 12 years and we want it to continue. Would you give her physical protection? Would you give her mental protection and emotional protection as she does these things? That she would grow stronger in you and that she would demonstrate your love through action as well as words. And she's doing that already, which has had an amazing impact. These four groups in which she's responsible for, is taking responsibility for, Lord, would you do an amazing work? Just like that milk being refilled up. You can do these things today. You're an amazing God. You're an amazing God. When we ask, you do give, if our hearts are right with you. And we do thank you, Lord, that to by your will and your purpose for Becky's life, that you would just do an amazing work with YWAM and individually with Becky. Help us, Lord, here today, just dig deeper to give this mission support in prayer and in love and financially, that she would just be honoured by you, Lord, as we just give thanks to you, who is above all things, in all things. And the purpose that we exist is Jesus. So thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I give you thanks for Becky. I pray that she will get the luggage there all right on time. And I know it will get there on time, Lord. I just pray you anoint her in your love. And she, because she is your child. She's a child of you, Lord. I just pray you uplift her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We thank you for that verse which says, God is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask, think, imagine, or even dream about. Yeah. Lord, we pray that for Becky.
Yes, Lord.
Father, she might see things as she journeys, Lord, just amazing things in her life, amazing things in the lives of other people. Yeah. Father, we pray you will do more than she could ever think or imagine. This journey might be special. We pray for your protection over her, the people that she's with, in all her travels. May she know, Lord, she is in your safe arms. In Jesus' name we ask.
As she steps onto that plane, we just trust that you will go before her in all those travels. But Lord, I particularly want to pray for this trip. Lord, I want to pray that you would put the people of peace in place in that town, that you would put your protection over that family and over Becky as she speaks, that she would have freedom to be able to speak about you, and that there would be a peace over that town, that as you get known there, that there wouldn't be repercussions, that there wouldn't be a backlash, but you would put the people of peace in place now, those people that head up that town, that they would hear and they would be the first to respond, that that would clear the way for you to have freedom in that place, Lord Jesus. So give Becky wisdom as she prepares to speak. Help her to know how to speak about you, how best to relate to these people and to make it easy for you to cross that bridge into their hearts, Lord Jesus. Easy for them to open up to this man that just makes, and this God that makes all the difference in their lives. That they would see that you're not just a man, that you are God. That they would take that step from seeing him as a man to seeing him as a God, a saviour that can take them to a new place. So just embolden her now, Lord. Impart your spirit upon her and give her the right words. Amen.
Lord, we ask for an abundance of financial provision for Becky and pray that she can trust in you and have peace about that, and that she will have no more concerns about that because of how well she'll be provided for. So we pray that you will stir people's hearts to give generously and support her in this way. And we pray for your anointing on her for all that lies ahead, those things she knows about and things that she doesn't yet know about. You know about them, oh Lord, and we pray that you will equip her and fill her with your spirit and anoint her for all these things that lie ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.